The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
On the first day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of the disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'Teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then they will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover meal. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take this. This is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they drank from it. And he said to them, "This is the blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the wine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, today we celebrate the feast of the holy body and blood of Jesus Christ. The last two precious gifts given to us by Jesus are the Holy Eucharist as our spiritual food on Holy Thursday and Jesus, Mother Mary, as our spiritual mother on Good Friday. Corpus Christi is the celebration of the abiding presence of a loving God as Emmanuel, God is with us, in order to give collective thanks to our Lord for his living with us in the Eucharist. The feast also gives an occasion to learn more about the importance and value of the real presence, so that we may appreciate the sacrament better and receive the maximum benefit from the Eucharist. At the Last Supper, Jesus transformed the bread into his body, and similarly, the wine into his blood. Christians have adopted the Eucharist as the primary form of their worship. According to the author of Hebrews, Jesus' sacrifice is far superior because he has shed his own blood for the redemption of his people. As we celebrate the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, popularly known as Corpus Christi, and to encourage the faithful to adore and give greater honor to the Holy Eucharist. In the first reading of today from the book of Exodus, and is about speaking about the covenant between God and the chosen people, and with Moses acting at the spokesperson for the chosen people. The way in which such a covenant was expressed was by sacrificing lot of bulls and collecting their blood and pouring half of them on the altar and sprinkling other half over the assembly of the faithful. The point is that people and God are now joined by the bond of blood. In the second reading is also focused on the blood, but proves that the sprinkling of the blood only gives a bond that cannot last and is not perfect. Yet, Jesus poured out his blood for us. The letter to the Hebrew wants us to recognize that this pouring of the blood makes a perfect covenant and one which will never end. Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, because Jesus died for us and we are able to receive the eternal life. In the Gospel, Christ instituted the Holy Eucharist. He was both as priest and victim. This is another difference between the new and the old covenant. As a priest, Christ offered himself to God for our salvation. So it is important to note that whenever we celebrate and participate in the Holy Eucharist, Christ is fully present both as a priest and as a victim. While the first covenant never guaranteed the eternal life, the new does, because it was sealed with the costly blood through the perfect sacrifice offered once for all. Yes, my dear friends, the Church teaches the Eucharist is the source and summit of Christian life. For in the Blessed Eucharist is contained whole spiritual good of the Church, namely Christ Himself. The Eucharist also culmination both God's action, sanctifying the world in Christ, and the worship of men offered to Christ. So, my dear friends, therefore, today's celebration is a celebration of life and salvation and grace. It teaches that the real food, the Eucharist, is the true body and blood of Christ, which nourishes our soul. It is a concrete way through which Christ is divinely present with us every day and with us every one moment. So, when we share in the celebration of the Eucharist, we share the life of Christ, the head, and the life of the Church, the body. This means that we must pay more attention to the Holy Eucharist by spending more time in His divine presence. If we present ourselves before Him daily, He will fill us with His wisdom and show us the best way to approach life. So, my dear friends, as we celebrate today Christ's gift of the Holy Eucharist, the source and summit of our life together as the Church. The Council of Trent declared that we must honor our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist publicly so that those who observe the faith of the Catholic in the most holy Eucharist might be attracted to the Eucharistic Lord and believe in the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ present in this great sacrament. The Catholic Church teaches that in the Eucharist, the body and blood of the God-man really, truly, substantially, and abiding present together with his soul and divinity by reason of transubstantiation of the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. This takes place in the unbloody sacrifice of the Mass. Yes, my dear friends, why? Because it enables us to participate in Christ's sacrifice as a present reality and to benefit from its fruits in our own life. Because it helps us to worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in the most perfect way. And because it strengthens us, our charity and unity with Jesus and each other in a joining offering of his body and blood to the Father. Because it gives us lasting memorial of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection, and reminding us of our obligation to make loving sacrifice for others. Yes, my dear friends, the Eucharist is a mystery of our faith, the mystery of our hope, the mystery of our charity. Why do we celebrate the Eucharist some 2,000 years later every day? We do this because Jesus told us, "Do this in memory of me." St. Augustine said, "It is your mystery, it is your life that has been placed on the altar." So it is a holy communion because we become one with Christ by receiving him. We can say we attend the Holy Mass because it gives us the mission: go in peace and glorifying the Lord by your life. Let us appreciate the real presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist by receiving him by true repentance for our sins. Let us offer our lives on the altar with Jesus' sacrifice and asking pardon for our sins, expressing gratitude for the blessing we have received, and presenting our needs and petitions on the altar. Amen.